I met some really lovely families, who'd suffered terribly. One family was a family of 8 children, the father and mother. The father had paid for them all to go on in pairs on different boats so that some of them would survive. Fortunately, all of them survived. Most of them arrived in Hong Kong. One or two of them were other places. Like, I think one family, who was a married son and daughter-in-law and child, landed up in the Philippines, but eventually the Red Cross helped them to come together. So they all ended up in Hong Kong, although some of them were at different camps. But that was wonderful for that family. And another family who had been on the Hue Phong and had spent years out in the jungle in Vietnam because they'd been turned out. They had 4 children and a mother and a concubine mother who they looked after. And the father was telling me at one stage how he had carried the elderly 81-year-old mother onto the boat. And they ended up on the Hue Phong, which was one of the boats that the refugees had to live on for 6 months.
Was it the Skylark?
Oh, Skylark, yes. Skylark, sorry. And they had to live on the boat for 6 months because there was just no space in Hong Kong. And the young people pulled the anchor up and it drifted into one of the islands. And then they all hopped off, of course. He said, there's no way I could get off with 2 old mothers and 4 children. But they eventually survived it. He was a man who was very well educated, spoke 5 languages, including French, Vietnamese, Mandarin, Cantonese and English, and he was an interpreter in the camp and a lovely man. And we invited them to come and spend Christmas with us, and they did. We had a good fun time.